planted drugs, missing bodies, and who's the daddy? All coming up on this week's episode of Days of Our Lives, coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, hello, all of you Days of Our Lives fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of NBC's number one hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by my gaggle of gals.
Hi!
You sounded just like Mark J. Freeman just now.
Just FYI. He's here in spirit. Oh,
yeah, that's very you.
It gets higher.
Who are you all the way over there to my left?
I am Thirst Trap Michael Mattis. How are you doing? Thirst Bucket. Excuse me.
Thirst Bucket.
Bucket.
Careful. And, of course, we have the very lovely and beautiful.
Hi, everyone. Tammy Gouveia here.
And, of course, as you guys know, Mark J. Freeman is a busy gal. She is working or studying her lines
memorizing.
Beach.
Yes. On the beach. Yeah.
On the beach.
And, of course, we are still giving out our love and support to our James Lott Jr.
Yes. Getting better.
Is getting better by
on the
day.
Yes.
Yes. So
miss you, baby doll.
We love you.
We love you, James Lott Jr. Mama. Continue on the road to health. And thank you guys for watching us live. And if you haven't already, make sure you like us and follow us on all social media platforms. We are Dish and Days on Facebook and Instagram, and _ Dish and Days on Twitter. The @ is implied. All right, and also don't forget to go to iTunes and listen to our podcast there. You can also comment and leave us 5 stars to let the folks here at AfterBuzz TV know how much you love our recaps of Days of Our Lives.
We like to be loved.
We like to be loved.
We crave attention, like everyone else in this town.
Well, exactly. And of course, you know, if you leave a comment, you might end up being fan of the week.
Woo-hoo!
You just
Woo-hoo!
Never know. What did you guys think of this week of Days?
It was good.
It was interesting. I thought that there were some solid, I wrote the word alliances made.
Yeah.
You know, like Sierra made her choice.
Oh, yeah.
JJ made a very clear choice.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting to see these relationships take a stand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Michael?
It was an entertaining week. I think
I would hope so.
I would hope so, yeah.
Entertain me.
No, it was good. I think that Rafe Hernandez went to the Beau Brady School of Douchebag Cops because he was being a real dick.
But he looked amazing.
His hair.
He looks so good.
His hair looked great.
The guns going.
Yeah.
He must have given him Paul's wardrobe.
Christopher Sean's, because, yeah, his shirts were very tight this week.
The tight tees.
The tightness.
Yeah, so while he was, he looked good doing it.
I thought this week was very interesting. Like, I found myself, as I do every week, paying very, very close attention and being very attentive and, you know, and enjoying some of the twists and turns, and also figuring out, like, oh, they had to do this in order to get to that. Mm-hmm. So it all just kind of made sense for me this week. So
except Cassie in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, anytime. Like,
why is it? Like, I don't understand.
I just have this visual.
Why she just can't go in the hallway and wait?
Because you can't hear nothing.
Come on.
You can't hear in the hallway.
I have this visual of her just sitting in the bathroom on the toilet, just like going through her phone.
You
like,
know, first we have Tate playing in the water. And now God knows what Eve's doing.
And you know
bathroom.
A child going into a bathroom like is going to clog the toilet.
Oh my goodness!
Come on.
Well,
come
on.
These Chatty Cathys have started, so that means it's time. It's now time to start
Dishin' Days.
Tammy Gouveia.
Dun, dun.
Okay. Sometimes you got to do your own sound effects.
That own sound effect.
Right. All right. So let's get things.
That's okay. We love you.
Shout out
it's
to
okay.
Marissa in the booth. Hey,
we
Marissa.
Love you.
She's like, she got thrown in at the last minute, and she's like,
there's so many buttons
and stuff that's going on.
I'm
just going to pray. We
miss
you, too. You know we love you, Marissa. Speaking of Marissa, if you guys haven't already, make sure you check out her interview with the one and only Jen Lilly, friend to the show. She did a wonderful interview with her on, what is it called, Marissa? Hallmarkies?
Hallmarkies, my happy Hallmarkies show.
There you go. It was a great interview about Jen Lilly's movie, Yes, I Do.
Yes, I do.
Got it.
Yes, it is.
Yes, thank
all right.
You.
There you go.
Check it out.
Little plug. Yeah, it was great. I enjoyed it. I watched it at the gym.
Nice.
All right, so let's kick things off with. wait, before we start, I think I have to say and admit. So on Twitter, I put, everyone, please pray that we were able to get 2 other stars from Days of Our Lives in. And you guys were speculating who it could be. Was it Sierra and Ben? Was it Marlena and John? I am going to go ahead and confess and admit we were gunning for Rob Wilson and Victoria Konnefeld, Sierra and Ben. Unfortunately, their schedules didn't align for today, but do not fear.
Stay tuned.
Sin will be here one Sunday. I don't know which
It'll
one yet.
It'll be Sin Sunday.
It will be Sin Sunday.
Oh, so. Yes. Sin Sunday. Hashtag that, everyone. Sin Sunday. So, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So make sure you guys...
Me little sin on Sunday.
Well, we all sin on Sunday. I mean... So make sure you guys, like, keep out, you know, keep tweeting them and, I mean, showing them all the love because they're doing a great job. And speaking of sin... Sierra, Ben, Rafe, Hope, Claire, and Trent.
So what do we think? What how'd the fire start? Did a person start it, or did was it? I think it was the whatever he was cooking with.
Idea.
Yeah, like the hot plate or whatever he was cooking with.
I'm still on that because he said when he and Sierra were chatting, he said, "I remember everything, even when I was not in my right
there was
mind,
a speculation. She was like, oh, well, maybe you started it and just don't remember it. Yeah.
I'm glad
out,
they had that conversation instead of skipping over it.
Right.
Yeah.
And having her sit doubting what, you know, listening to Hope. Yeah. I'm glad she hobbled over there on the crutches and said, we need to talk about this.
But also, this is one of the things that I just, I will admit, I was a little irritated by. Is that Hope and Rafe came up with their own conclusion. Mm-hmm. And even though Hope asked Sierra, tell me exactly what happened. And she was like, Mom, he took care of me. Yeah. He wrapped me up in my splint. Even the nurse and the doctor
like,
were like, it was set well and all this kind of stuff. And still, Hope is like, she has Stockholm Syndrome.
Right.
And, you know, he's not right. And
that's a mother's blindness, though.
Yeah, and I'm glad they brought up the Stockholm Syndrome because that's the only plausible. Like, you need to back off. You either need to believe her. There's no reason for you not to believe your daughter.
It's very Beauty and the Beast in Hope's mind.
Yes. Exactly.
Even though like we're like, oh, Hope and Rafe, you're being such idiots.
You're
such blah, 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 blah. It's logical and it makes sense that they would question what Sierra is telling them. I get that.
But it's just kind of like
there has to be a struggle. It can't just be like, oh, they accept it, you know?
But
that'd be too easy.
I feel like Ben is telling Rafe I wasn't trying to hurt her. I wasn't trying to kill her. You have Sierra saying, no, he was great. But then Rafe and Hope come together, and it's still like, nope, he's bad. Yeah. He was trying to kill. And it's like, but you guys can compare notes. They were in separate rooms. You guys were talking to them separately, and they both are literally saying the same thing.
Unfortunately, and this is actually part of the great storyline, there's nothing Ben can say or do
to
make it better.
Yeah. And he admitted that.
And
he was
that's
like
so hard to watch.
No, once, like, once I'll always be known as the necktie killer.
Hope was talking about the forensics and the CSI. Like, once that comes to light and they find out that...
It better be in his favor.
Right,
I don't
exactly.
want some weird, oh my God, we didn't see that coming. I
feel like the way they're telling stories right now and the time they're telling stories, like, it's not going to be dragged out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully not. But
I think next week we'll know. Mm-hmm. But you guys know, like last week I said, I really hope Ben gets to the cabin first and saves Sierra.
I know.
So
Didn't
that way
happen.
They can see
I
that they.
That too.
But of course, it was flip flop. Hope and Rafe got to the cabin first, and then Ben came along, and I was like, no. And
that's what they want, though. They want us to be like, nah. They want there to be a struggle with us.
But I also didn't like when Ben asked for his meds. And Rafe
the
was like,
of medication.
You'll get it soon. And I'm like,
that's not right.
I'm like, he needs his meds. And then cut to another shot where he like the meds are in the bag. So he obviously, and he told Sierra this too. Even though like he was like in and out of his mind and everything, he got to the drugstore. He got his meds. He was able to pop in a pill at some point, and then like now the meds are sitting in the evidence bag. And Rafe is like looking at him, and I'm like, give that boy his pill before he goes cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs again.
Right.
And that's a lawsuit happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So he even said that. He even brought that up. He's like,
Claire and
Tripp
were on for like a day.
Yeah.
And well, they honestly, were just there to be like, oh, she's back.
I feel so bad because Claire and Tripp have kind of been just kind of...
on the sidelines.
Well, what do you want to say? They've kind of been overshadowed now. Well, like this Ben and Sierra pairing is so strong and so engaging that they're like an afterthought now. And now I'm almost thinking once, like, I think you know what, they should hook up. Like,
I think just, now that they're back, now that everyone's in town, hopefully their story.
I was expecting, kind of expecting Sierra to totally buy that Ben tried to like set her on fire and then run back to Trip, but that's not what happened.
No.
She's defending Ben to Trip.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, it's not going to go that way. It's not going to, like, I thought it was going to be, oh, Sierra will come back, get back together with Trip.
No, but I never had that.
But then there was always going to be, like,
they bonded in the cabin.
Yeah.
Thank you. So Simone in the chat room says, I get not trusting Ben. He is a dangerous man, but they are reading whatever they want into the situation. I always compare this to Abby and how easy it is for everyone to forgive and make excuses, which is very true. Because, like, Abby had her moment of, like, going through all the stuff that she went through. And it's kind of like, oh, it's okay. Like, you just weren't in your right mind and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But then, like, Ben wasn't in his right mind either. But everyone's like, you're a killer, you know? You'll never be forgiven. And it's like, oh, no.
Well, but there is a difference. Abby didn't kill three women.
I mean, this is true. But he also...
I don't think Abby killed anybody. Or no, none of the personalities killed...
She almost did.
Almost doesn't count.
No, she almost killed Marlena, Vivian, and Kate.
Oh, that's right. She tried to...
Yeah.
That doesn't
count. There.
So...
No.
I mean, she didn't...
You can't compare that to Ben murdering
but
three people.
But how funny is that? Abby, I just got this correlation. Abby almost killed three people.
Right.
Ben killed three people. Paige, Serena, and the midwife. It would have been four.
If you still want to count Will, that's four. Yeah.
Well, but Will's back, so Will he back.
So that's just
so it's three, three and three. Did anybody else think that? Woo!
The magic number. Three is the magic number.
Three's
but all is forgiven with her. But they were literally almost at their deathbed.
True.
Was.
Very true, because of the duct tape.
Yeah.
That still cracks me up.
I love that.
Ridiculous. Oh, I took care of that.
For me, it helps.
Oh, Abby killed Andre.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the reminder.
We forgot about that.
Wow.
We need to keep our murders.
But that's only one.
Check.
That's one to three.
Yeah.
Regardless. Moida is Moida.
Yeah, regardless. Marta's murder.
What is the Sopranos voice we are?
Well, there's bodies in the trunk that are disappearing. I mean, that's another...
That's
we'll
a whole
get
other
to that,
thing.
But, you know.
That's number three on the list. We're still on number one.
I love how Sierra was basically like... when Trip walked in and was talking to Hope, and Hope was like, we're kind of busy right now. And Sierra was like, no, we're done here. I can talk to him.
Yeah.
But then, like, barely wanted to talk to Trip.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, okay, I'm going to go tonight. I'm going to go to bed. Good night. And then rolled over and then went, looked back at him.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
You know, you were looking
at there was a moment.
Pizza
there
rolls.
There was a moment.
Bimby must have been doing something cute. I don't know.
Who?
My dog. My dog distracts me.
Not
paying. He looks at me and I'm like, Yeah.
Your dog was not paying attention to you.
But then there's tension between Hope and Marlena. They had a little thing.
Yes.
Hope is still not
on board.
Well,
Marlena's getting a lot of flack for this.
Yeah.
But,
good.
Well, you know, she is the professional. And
yeah. Well, because, again, when you look at Hope, Hope is coming from a personal feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And Marlena has always been able to
separate
the personal. That's why she's good at what she does, yeah.
Because even she was like, did you ever think that maybe he actually did help her?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think about that? And I'm like...
And Hope as the mom just can't...
No, she can't reconcile that.
But I'm just like, good for you, Marlena, because someone needs to say what we're thinking is, Hope, he actually helped her.
He saved her life.
Yeah. And,
he just
and,
didn't help her.
And
he
even Sierra keeps saying, like, I didn't want to be found. He said he would take me to the hospital. I told him no. Right. And that's why her leg is in a splint, because he was like, if you're not going to go to the hospital, your leg still has to heal properly.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I mean, I'm just saying.
In with sin.
Just saying.
Yeah. So, anywho, that's all that happened with that, right?
That was a lot. Yep.
Sure, yeah.
That was a lot. All right. Let's go on to our next one. Oh, boy.
This oh, boy. Hidden drugs and...
Teresa, Brady, Eve, JJ.
I am livid with Eve.
I know. Like, okay, so...
I am livid with her.
So... I liked that they did that with the story, though. I liked that they threw that little wrench
absolutely.
Into it. And she actually thought she was helping her man... And no.
Oh my God.
And
that visit yeah. to Victor's like, what are you doing?
I know.
Oh my God. This is not going to be good. You know, this is not going
to
be.
But it
good.
Added to the drama, and it was really great to me because then they were talking about the drugs, and then they would show Eve, and she was just kind of like, yeah, I did it.
I love that when she's on the phone with Victor and she's like, okay, it's off. Just call it off. And
what do you mean it's already done?
What do you mean it's already done? And we're thinking like, oh my God, what's going to happen? What is going down?
Well,
and I didn't even think about the drug issue.
Well, the second the guy came in and found the drugs, something. I was like, but then there was a part of me that's like, at what moment? Because JJ was like watching him intently. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I would do the same thing. Like, if an inspector came to my house, I'd be like...
No funny business. Yeah, no funny business.
Yeah, you know, at everything. And then the fact that he was able to just, like, all of a sudden come out with drugs, I would have been like, oh, no, sir, I saw that in your hand right there. That's not mine. You tried it. Where'd you come from? I need to now see a badge.
You know,
I need to run
it was
a number.
Probably in his sleeve. So when he opened up the door and went in, just dropped it and then pulled it out. Not that I've ever... I wouldn't know, but there are plenty of ways to plant things and make it.
You're
look.
Not coming to my house. Not coming to my house at
just
all.
Stay on my good side and you won't have any problems.
You will not be at my house, not on today.
She was in my car yesterday.
Check.
Check
your car. Check
What's
your
under
car.
The seat?
Check
as
your car.
As long as it's not ticking.
So is it? Wow.
Good luck.
I'm taking
going.
An Uber home.
Who knows? Maybe she set that up too.
I know, right?
I've walk
over home. To West Hollywood. Great.
But that whole thing was just like, and just right at the moment where they kind of reconciled and was like, we're just going to do, you know, joint custody. But I'm glad that Teresa did kind of admit this week that, yeah, maybe I am doing it because I'm upset.
She's hurting. Yeah.
She had her cookies as the peace offering.
But those were not really for Tate. Those were for Brady.
They were.
Yeah.
They never said what kind of cookies they were, though. I was actually curious to know what kind of cookies
butter.
They were.
That was my brain.
Really? For some reason, I thought like oatmeal raisin or some like oatmeal chocolate chip. Something.
We'll have to ask Eric when he's when he's here one day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe we should tweet him that.
Yes.
Eric Martsov, what kind of cookies does
Brady What kind
Brady
of cookies
like?
Does Teresa like to give you?
Yeah. Besides them cookies.
What's your favorite cookies?
And then JJ, you know, stood up and took the rap and...
Oh, my living
When he
word.
Did that, I was
I
like...
Did
I was
not
like,
expect that.
So here we go again with your world crumbling down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you take the rap? Like... It goes back to another pair of people who a simple phone call and your hands would have been clean. Now here someone else is getting their hands dirty for no reason. It was just kind of like,
he's
are
in
you
the
serious?
Moment.
He's in the moment and he understands
he
what Teresa's
so bad for
plight.
Her, yeah.
And he feels bad for her. So he's like, you know what? I'll take the rap.
But people, I did not
and
see
knew,
that coming.
And he knows people are going to believe it.
Well.
Oh my gosh.
And when
Jennifer finds out about this, because that's she's been moaning to about
she's
Eric.
She's worried that Teresa's going to be a bad
influence. Oh my God.
Well, that's what she said this week with Eric. Yeah. When those donuts look so good.
They did
look
good.
I wanted one so
oh
bad.
My God.
Oh my
donuts
God.
Look good. Sorry, I got hungry.
Yeah. You can hear my tummy.
But it was just kind of like, oh man, they're gonna go down that road. And I was like, no, like JJ has such a cute apartment and like he's like a EMT now, like he has this whole new life, and now you're gonna stand up and say they were my drugs? It's like, no. Like all Teresa had to do was go, you know what? I'm done. Like, we are just like not gonna do this at all. Like I did this out of
she's
spite.
Out for blood.
No, especially
because
after that.
It took so much for her to even compromise. Like, if it wasn't for JJ, it never would have gotten to that.
No.
Never. So she's betrayed and hating and wants blood.
I can understand
blood.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
It's her kid.
And I felt so bad for Eve. Oh my God, she was just
cringing.
Oh, I know.
Eve was trying. I know. She was
cringing.
Like, well, you know. No good deed goes unpunished.
No,
even though it wasn't really
a
good deed. she you know, her heart in the right place, brain upper butt, you know, typical, like happens so often in Salem.
Simone said, JJ, you dumb, beautiful, loyal fool.
No. I love them together.
You dumb,
Lacey,
beautiful fool.
Lacey said, Lacey Lou said, in real life, they would have just made Teresa pee in a cup, like a drug test. Mm-hmm. Amber's Baby 100 says, I don't care about what Brady did to Nicole. That's what she gets. Ooh.
Okay.
Marlon says, I love Teresa tearing into Brady. So Marlon loves the bad side of Teresa. Yeah.
And the scenes between Teresa and Eric were really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they were in JJ's apartment. And
and JJ being the moderator for them too. Yeah. But being the objective one.
Yeah.
There was a really beautiful shot where she had her back to Eric.
And he was at the door with
and
the tub.
And you could see all the emotion. He couldn't see it.
Right.
But we could see it on her face. And it was just beautiful.
It was like, okay, you can go down back.
Yeah.
You have a good one, okay.
Jen Lilly, amazing work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
I agree. All right.
So we'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. Before we transition over to our next topic, I want to give a shout out to Willa, one of our long-standing fans here at Dish and Days. She's having some health issues, so I want to give show her some love and a shout out. Keep fighting the good fight, Willa, and also thank you for continuing to support us. She's been going through a lot, but she's right here in the chat room.
Right.
So thank you, Willa. We love you.
Rest up.
Yes.
Keep getting better.
All right, so moving on to Will, Sonny, Paul, and the ever-so-lost Leo.
This is
the missing Leo.
Was anyone... I missed something.
Okay.
When did the car disappear?
When did the car disappear and when did the trial, like, not happen?
Right.
Like, they completely... And Daze has been doing this. Stuff is happening that they don't show.
And we don't
see
it.
And all of a sudden, it's just presented to us, like, third hand, I guess you'd say, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just explained to us that it happened. Like, we never saw anyone in a courtroom when Leo didn't show up.
Right.
We never... And all of a sudden, it was like, oh, the car's gone and we don't know where Leo is. So either there was stuff... filmed that had to be cut, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I know.
But yeah, because I with this storyline, I was like, something like
missing.
I had to go back. Did I miss an episode? No.
No.
They just either, it was either written that way to begin with, or they just didn't include it. And I think that's one of the reasons why I couldn't get engaged with this week.
Yeah.
Like, it was just kind of there. And I'm like, I don't care what happened to Leo. Like,
well, I know
bring him
I know
back.
That
like,
Will and Sonny were supposed to meet at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And Will was trying to tell Paul, you know, oh, I'm working on the story. You know, I'm really sorry.
Right.
Oh, so the meeting didn't happen on time.
So they met at the park, I think, and then they were going to go to the car and make this, you know, he had an accident scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But then they came home, and that's when they said, that's when we found out the car's gone. The body is gone. Everything's gone.
Okay.
So somebody knows.
So Marlon Wallace says, they haven't shown a car on Days in years. John says, I prefer they not show everything.
No, I gotta see it.
I
don't like just being told something happened.
But Scott Holston says, watching Will and Sonny fumble through this storyline is ridiculous. Laura says, Will and Sonny said they were going to move the car. They were going to meet up to do it. And when they came back from doing that, the car was gone.
Yeah.
Aha. Okay.
And Angela speculates that Leo is not dead, which I started thinking about.
Yeah, I don't think Leo's dead.
Too.
So he woke up.
But who
up
has
and,
him? Like, so
and crawled through the back and
either
and
he
off.
Escaped himself and drove off.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about that. The force is not, wouldn't kill somebody.
Right.
Like, he was probably just passed out. Or maybe he, like, was... Maybe in that moment he was like, I'm going to make these bitches think I'm dead. And just, like, intentionally...
Just stop breathing?
And then let them roll him up in a carpet. Maybe he's that far into it. I don't know.
Maybe he did, like, slight movement so that it wasn't so tight.
Maybe.
And then he unraveled himself in the trunk. And then he has one of those, in case I get locked in the trunk things, popped it open.
That's funny. Yeah. He had some Houdini moves.
So either
he
escaped himself or somebody has him.
Yeah.
Which, who knows, maybe the lawyer.
Ted?
Maybe Ted?
Ted was too busy
getting it
on. Maybe Ted and Leo are...
Putting a smile on Kate's face.
But maybe Ted and Leo are like...
In cahoots? You know,
bosom buddies, so to speak.
No.
You don't think so?
Because then that's a whole other different territory. Ted just did it with Kate.
So maybe that's to throw everyone off the, you know,
off
the trail.
I don't know.
Just throwing
just
it out
speculations.
There. Speculations. Yeah, because I don't like. Bottom line, I don't think Leo's dead. I think he's going to come back.
I hope so. I hope not. I hope he's not dead.
I hope he's not dead, and I hope he does come back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just me. But Paul is, like, on it. Paul is, like...
I feel so bad. They're so... They're such fumbling little goofballs.
Yeah.
Sonny and Will are just fumbling little goofballs, and Paul is just, like...
Paul was just kind of like,
not being something's subtle up. About this. I don't know what, just like, but something's up. I know something's
just
up.
Like, he was like, so you don't want me to go find Leo? And then I was like, yeah. I feel like sometimes I'm like that friend in the back, like, yeah, so you don't want him to go find Leo? And then Sonny's like, well, you know, he's now out of my life and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, good one, Sonny. That was a good one. But Paul is still sitting there like, I'm a pretend like I'm buying this,
right.
But I'm not quite buying it. I'm gonna keep the receipt so I can give this back to you. Yeah,
I like that.
So this is definitely an interesting storyline, but it also shows moments of Will and Sonny.
They're
like,
bonding. They're
this is like
bonding.
This is what's gonna lead them to get back together. I think. Eventually. Like, this is the start of it.
It's the start of it.
It may not happen right away, but it's the start of it.
That reconnecting and, I think, and having a bond and all of that.
For some reason, I always keep thinking when Will gets his memory back, he's going to hide it. He's not going to tell everyone that he has his memory back.
But he has been. He's been really honest.
He has been honest with the memories he has so far.
I know. That's my feeling, that when he gets his memory back, when he fully gets his memory back, he's going to hide it for whatever reason. Maybe there's a reason we don't know yet. But that's just my
We shall see.
My humble speculation.
I mean, you know, if I were Paul, I mean, I'd know that there's something up, but I wouldn't get like a romantic vibe something's up because they're in this weird space.
Yeah.
Me World 2 says, waiting for the day Sonny and Will gets a text from A. and says, I'm still here, bitches, and I know everything. Matthew.
But
the way she did Matthew was all the other letters are lowercase except for the A.
Oh, that's funny.
Good one. I like that.
Scott Holston thinks that Henderson moved the car. He's tired of the Kiriakises.
Let's see. I
love that.
I agree. I think Paul is on it. When Christopher Sean's last air date is. I don't know.
We don't know. His last tape date. It was the same day as Marcy's. Hers was May 25th. So if they're 6 months ahead, like November, December.
That must have been an emotional day on set.
Quick shout out to, I think it's Tamar outside, who says, this show made me watch Days of Our Lives. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I'm glad you're back on board with Days. Thank you for that. All right, so I think that's pretty much the happenings of our top.
Those are the three big, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no, there was four, but since we do three and three.
Yeah.
We'll get on to some tidbits. After a little business from Miss Tammy Govea, Tamala.
We're going to talk a little bit about AfterBuzz TV and the different shows that AfterBuzz offers besides our fabulous Dish and Days.
Mm-hmm.
Here at the networks, AfterBuzz produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and a whole lot more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we do need your help. We always need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Now, subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows that we're sure you're going to love. Since you're already tuned into the drama channel, you might also be interested in Queen of the South, Black Mirror, The Affair, and The Bold Type. It's a good show. And remember, we have channels for other genres too, so please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They are optional. It's easy. Hit the subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know you did in the comments, we'll thank you on air.
Yes.
Thanks for being the best fans. We want to say that again. Thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you. Thanks, guys.
Yes. This announcement brought to you by the fine folks of AfterBuzz TV.
You can be what is her name? Tamar?
Yes.
Yeah, you can be like her. Find a show that you like through AfterBuzz.
Yes. There's so many.
And find out, you know, a show that you like and start watching it like Tamar did.
Yeah. exactly.
Yeah. All right. So back on to what happened this week. We are now at Chad, Abigail, Gabby, and Stefan. Two things. One, Gabby having her stomach spasms and ending up at Kayla's. And I don't know what nurse will just leave important results.
I know, just be like, I'm just gonna leave. Like, as she comes in and is like, I'm looking for Dr. Brady. Like, why are you asking a patient that?
Yeah, well, and then it's just kind of like, she's not here. It's kind of like, okay, well, then I'll be back. It's not
It's not like, and bring it
I'm just gonna
later.
Leave this right here. It's almost kind of like she was that nurse that was like, I'm finna go
and
on
I
break.
And I like that Gabby picked it up. Like, it wasn't in an, it wasn't oriented so that Gabby could see it said Abigail Demira. Mm-hmm. She just picked it up and looked at it to see what it is. And it just happened to be Abigail's. It could have been anything.
Yeah.
It could have been some rando's blood test. Like, nothing to do with her. But she
she knew what it was. But I can also sense Gabby, I feel like it was confirmed for me this week. Gabby is playing a game.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And I sort of picked up on it a couple weeks ago. But now, this week, I was like, oh, now that she has, like, the stomach infection from the surgery from mm-hmm. when she got beat up in jail and may not be able to have kids. And she's like, I blame the people who put me there. And when she said Stefan, I was like, phew, she's not going to blame.
I know.
And then she was like, Abigail. And I was like, ugh.
She did have that conversation with Chad where she acknowledged, like, she's like, I know Abigail was sick. I know she wasn't in her right mind. But she's having trouble reconciling that it wasn't Abigail. You know what I mean? Which, and I've said this before, I'm like, okay, that makes sense to me. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, it's just hard for her to let go of it. But there was a scene, either on Wednesday or Thursday, where you actually saw, like, you know, these people have crazy dials, you know? And if the show's doing what it should, it'll show when that dial gets turned closer to 10. And we had that moment where she was in Kayla's office and you heard Kayla's voice and then it kind
of
got softer
yeah.
and she was
yeah.
just kind of staring. And the best one they ever did was when Kristen like took that, but the notch was turned to 10 and they had a scene where she was like,
it.
She was talking to herself in the mirror and you knew it was like, oh, she's crazy now.
Yeah.
And we had that moment. I don't know if she's fully at 10, but she definitely went up a couple notches in that after everything that happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. We'll see.
I put a thing on Instagram, on our Insta stories, and I asked people to vote who they think Abigail's, who's the father of Abigail's baby, either Stefan or Chad. And 109 people voted for Chad. They think Chad is going to end up being the father, and only 33 right now think it's Stefan's.
Well, that's what should happen. I think they should. It should be Chad's baby. It should not be Stefan's baby.
Do you think it's odd that after all of this, them laying in bed post sex, that he goes, "I really would like to have more kids." I'm like, is that a conversation y'all should be having right now? Like after all, like after everything that has happened, like I think that's the if he was like, I think I should get up and go get
maybe
chips.
Because
that was
like, that's
story.
Great. That would be it. Great. But that Out of all the craziness, let's add another baby.
I think Chad, like Abigail, is having trouble reconciling that it was Abigail, even though it was, you know, she was sick. So maybe this is his way of trying, like, he feels like he lost a little bit of his wife, and this is his, that's his way of trying to, like,
you know,
solidify the relationship
having
again.
A child for people.
Yeah.
To them is a way of
a bonding.
It'll make everything okay.
Right.
It'll make everything normal again and bonding.
And there's been
a
few times where we've seen or we've heard Chad say that he's struggling a little bit with it. So maybe that's why he said that. Maybe in his mind he's like, you know, having another kid would bring them back together.
Yeah.
Like fully, you know.
What did you guys think of the moment that Stefan was drunk, hallucinating, and Gabby with a Y made a hallucination return, who, by the way, said, oh, don't get too happy. This isn't a drunk hallucination. And I was like,
no, it's not.
I was like, word, girl. Okay.
Yeah. I don't like the character of Stefan, but I like those scenes. They're a little bit intriguing to me. And the way that they had it kind of hazy, like the visual effects and the music they had playing it.
I think it's just, you know, for everybody, for Stefan, for Abigail, for Chad, they are still figuring this stuff out. I'm glad they're just not ignoring what happened and moving on to different storylines. Like, there's residual here that everyone's just trying to.
And I do like
when
Abigail was in talking to Kayla, and she was saying like, you know, how could I, you know, I slept with Stefan, blah, blah, blah. And Kayla reminded her, like, no, he took advantage of you.
Yeah.
You weren't in your right mind. There needs to be that acknowledgement that, and I've said this before, I think it's Abigail, even though she knows she was sick, even though she knows she wasn't in her right mind, she feels guilty.
Absolutely.
And I think this is all being written very honestly, yeah. I feel.
But it did drive me crazy when she was in the office for the test results and Kayla had the pile of binders and the test results were underneath it somewhere. And she was about to search for them and then they got on the subject of Sierra.
Oh, yes. You know, she filled her in with Sierra.
I would be all, can we talk about Sierra later? Can you find the test results, please?
Who's my baby daddy?
They spent talking about can we look at the test results, please?
She was still nervous to look at the test results.
Oh, maybe she didn't want to know.
Maybe that's just, yeah. I'd be all like, the test results, please.
Well, Abigail was not. She business. Was like, let's talk about
we
Sierra.
We need business.
Well, no, because then they brought up Ben, and, you know, Abigail has her history with Ben.
Yeah, yes. So. Wow. Well, next week, we're going to find out who the daddy is.
Or do we?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Really quick, Jennifer, Eric, and the lovely donuts, we kind of talked about that already.
I included them as one of a character because, like you said, they looked very
delicious. Oh, God, they
delicious.
Were so good and nicely stacked.
So
like,
many.
Nicely stacked.
I kind of...
The presentation was all about layers.
I kind of want to know where they get the donuts from.
Oh,
those
are Edamons.
You think so? They just went to browse.
Those are what?
The Edamon donuts. You know, they have the plain ones, and then they have the sugar ones. Yeah.
Oh, so they just went to Pavilions and got.
I mean, that's totally fine, but I would like to know where they got them from so that I can, like, go get them. I'm just saying.
A little product placement, I think, is an order.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
A little product placement.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That would be great because then when Days of Our Lives fans come here, we can say Alice Horton's donuts can be found here.
There you go.
If you are the donut company that provides it for Days of Our Lives, please let us know.
Tweet us.
Yeah.
Underscore edition days.
I was just going to say thank you.
And basically, Jennifer and Eric just had like a great little moment together, catching up and going over what happened with Sierra and Ben and all that kind of stuff after Jen has been gone to a conference or something like that. Yeah.
Because all hell will break loose sooner than later with Nicole and everything else. So nice.
You know, that's coming. Mm-hmm. All right. And then Kate and Ted, they talked, they had sex, and that's about it.
And then Stefan came in.
And then Stefan came in. And then Chad came. Mm-hmm. And now they're wondering what to do. Because Stefan's like, it's time to pay the piper. And I'm like, ooh.
Yep.
Here we go. I love that Kate had that moment, though, where she looked at the gun.
She still has the gun.
Well, remember, Stefan gave it to her.
Oh, that's right.
And she's kind of like, this gun has brought me so much bad luck since it was fired. And I was like, well, girl.
Listen, get rid of it.
A gun to do that.
Yeah.
But a little bow-chicka-bow-wow on the side can help for a little couple of minutes or two. Just saying.
I was like, you know what? She held out. Kate held out. And then finally was just like, all right, you know, good for her.
Take your shirt off.
No, she was like, strip.
Take it off.
There was one moment, though. See, there are some fans who complain about Paul and Will always, like, in bed, and it's implied that, like, they, you know, had sex. But, again, we never see it. All right, so we saw the beginnings of this. And, like, there was a moment where Ted kind of, I don't know what hand maneuver he did, but he, like, did something and like hiked her leg up a little bit more, and I was like,
little improvisation.
I was like, you better hike up that leg a little bit to try to get to whatever it is you're trying to get to, sir. I was like, look at that.
I love it.
Then it made me wonder if they did show, if so many questions will be answered if we just saw the beginnings of Will and Paul. Okay. Anyway, that was it.
Something to think about.
Yeah, that was it. That was your week of days.
And that was our week of days.
Now we're going to go into our favorite segments. And after the segments, we'll do some news and gossip. And then hopefully we'll have a couple of minutes to go into some phone calls from you guys. Because I know that we have neglected phone calls, but we may have a few extra minutes. So we're going to zip right through this.
We talk too much. Sorry. It's our fault.
Well, listen, we have a lot to talk about.
we have a lot to say.
Let's start with my segment, which is Tony's official three snaps award. All right. So I have to give it to... my little homegirl, Ariana, who is still not having it with her mama, would not play with her doll, and then when Maggie was like, you spilled juice on the floor. She's like, no, I didn't. And she was like, well, that's what your daddy said. He's lying. And Gabby was like, no, you know, it's not polite to lie on someone else. You lied to me all the time. Bam! And I was like, oh, Ari, you better make that exit, girl, after you spill your mama's tea. So, little Ariana, you get Tony's official 3 snaps award. Oh, snap. There we go. All right.
I knew as soon as I saw that, we were kind of talking, and you were like, oh, I'm on Tuesday. I was on Wednesday, and it just saw... And I asked you, I was like, do you know what your 3 snaps is going to be? And I wanted to say, I was like, I wanted to write you, oh, it was going to be Ariana. But I was like, I'll let him.
Let me figure it out.
And then today you were like, it's Ariana.
It's Ariana.
I was like, yes.
It happened organically.
I would have thrown that doll away too.
Well.
I would have burned it. That doll was creepy. I would not have wanted it. No.
And now it's time for... This segment makes me so happy just to hear that. Take it away, Tammy Govea.
So, I mean, there were several options this week, but man.
Rafe's tight t-shirt.
When I saw Eric Martsoff in this, I was just going to give it to him because he looks summer fresh. He looks so good. And then Cassie DePaiva. I think together they are summer hotness personified. So Cassie in that white sheath dress and little Eric in that sports jacket and crisp white shirt. Mm-hmm. You guys are beautiful together.
Crisp. That word crisp.
Crisp. Fresh. Lovely. Thank you. That is it.
And that has been... Before we go on to caption that, I want to point out, Scott said that his 3 snaps go to Brady's thighs. A lot of mercy. And that's exactly what he said. And now it's time for...
caption that!
Why Brady's thighs? Did we see them
he
this week?
Yeah, when he was laying in bed.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Anyway... All right, so this week's caption that goes to one of our longtime favorites around here, who has referred to himself as the Susan Lucci of caption that, because he's so good. He submits every week, and this week he finally made me laugh out loud. So it goes to you, Mr. Mike Riley.
Yay! Mike Riley!
And as you see from the picture, it is Teresa with her burnt cookies. And
such a great show.
Mike Riley's quote is Teresa saying, cut me some slack, JJ. I haven't made my famous pot brownies in years.
That's a good one. That was a good one.
That's probably Mike Riley calling in right now.
He has us on speed dial.
So congratulations, Mike Riley.
Yay, congratulations.
You finally won your caption Emmy, whatever you want to call it. You are no longer a Susan Lucci.
Caption that.
Yes.
And now it's time for...
Dish and Days Fan of the Week. Woohoo!
All right.
So, yes. So, Fan of the Week. You know, there was so much...
So many wonderful fans out there.
You know, or just the feedback this week was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really, really lovely
thoughts and comments.
So we always love the positive comments. And so it was tough to pick the Fan of the Week this week. But it is going to Linda J. Duncan Pickett, Facebook from Poland, Ohio.
Ohio.
Yes, Ohio.
Kudos to Ohio.
Linda says, 71 years old here and have been watching Days since day one. As I said before, we'll watch it until the end, mine or the show's, whichever comes first. So, Linda, thank you so
much, Linda,
for supporting Days
Ohio
in our
show. Ohio people are the best, aren't they?
They're good folks.
They're just the most wonderful
solid
people.
Solid folks. So that is our...
Dish and Days Fan of the Week. Woo!
Bum, bam, bam. All right, and let's blare through news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Alrighty, so some cast members had birthdays this week, and we'd like to wish them a very happy birthday. And those wonderful ladies are the legendary Susan Seaforth Hayes, who celebrated her birthday on July 11th, and the ever fabulous Judy Evans, who celebrated her birthday the following day on July 12th. So happy birthday from all of us here at Dish and Days.
Happy birthday.
Hope you celebrated with some donuts or some Entenmann's or wherever you get the donuts. Anyway, so friend to the show, Jen Lilly, is letting everybody hear a sneak peek of her debut single. Just need to head over to jenlillymusic.com and join her email newsletter. Along with the exclusive sneak peeks, you'll get a pre-sale ticketing info, special promotions to her online store, and a chance to win an autographed copy of Jen's album. jenlillymusic.com. Go head over there right now. Sign up. It don't cost you a thing. It's free. Robert Scott Wilson, who we've been loving lately, did a movie. The movie is called Papa, based on a true story. It premiered in June. I don't believe it's playing anywhere, but you can get more info about the movie and sign up for updates at papamovie.net. The film also stars Anne Margaret, Daryl Hannah, Misha Barton, Eric Roberts, and Paul Sorvino. So check that out. And if you're looking for something fun to do on Friday, July 27th, from 12 to 3 p.m., you can join Mary Beth Evans, Ma Boo, and some of her co-stars from The Bay, the series, at Crab Avenue in Glendale, California. It's a fan meet and greet. For more information and to buy tickets, you can visit yournumberonefan.com. And that is news and gossip.
Yay! And let's check in the booth. Steve, do we have time for some phone calls?
Believe you do, sir.
All right. if you guys forgot the number, which I have, it is 424-253-0749. Ah, I was almost right. 424-253-0749. Again, that's 424-253-0749. Give us a call. Let us know your comment questions about this week of days. We finally would love to hear from you.
Y'all.
There we go. And we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. You are on live. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, everybody. This is Jamel calling from Brooklyn.
Hey! Mel from Brooklyn.
Is Jamel?
Yep, Jamel from Brooklyn.
Oh, Jamel. Oh, where have you been?
Well, you know what? I'm going to be serious for a moment. I don't want to take down the room, but just spray my... My mother passed away.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. I literally was thinking about you like maybe like a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, we ain't heard from Jamel from Brooklyn in quite some time. I hope he all right. So what have you thought about days, Jamel?
Well, you know what? I'm keeping with the you know what I just said about my mom. She loved Days of Our Lives, and you know she was ABC woman, but you know when they did all those shows, she went to Channel 4, and. She didn't like it last year, but I'm a little mad that she couldn't even see it right now because I'm loving the custody battle.
Yes.
I'm loving all the drama with the custody battle. It's very good. Mm-hmm. And she loved Cassie DePauw. Actually, she went to a couple of her events. She loved Eve, but she loved Eve and Jennifer. She just loved them together. So I'm hoping that eventually we see more, you know, because maybe if Jennifer finds out that Eve is behind
that
it.
That rivalry reignites. Yeah, that'd be good.
I like Eve and Jennifer doing cat fights, so I'm hoping they can get that again.
They were good.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what I would say, just the theme of the show, the writing has just been... I mean, I think I haven't watched the show for a couple months. Again, I've been very busy, but when I was doing something and I just, you know, need to clear my mind, I was turning TV around. I said, oh, my God, I see the divas. I see Miss Kate. I see Vivian, Elena locked up in the room. I said, what is going on over here?
I love that you said that you used, when you needed to just kind of clear your brain, you know, just needed to escape a little bit, you used days for that because that's great. That's important.
You look, days will clear your mind and have you thinking, like, what is going on? It's nice to get your mind off of things and enter the world of Salem.
Yeah. I saw it locked up. I said, well, I didn't know what was going on. So from that point on, I was hooked again. And then the writing has been fantastic.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm very... they're doing right now.
Good. Well, again, we're so sorry to hear about your mom, yes. and so glad to hear from you and hear your voice, and glad that you are pushing through and that you are using Days to get your mind off of things when you need to.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
Take no care. Problem. Bye. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, Jamel from Brooklyn.
Yeah,
oh, it was so good to hear from him. I'm so sorry to hear about his mom, though. Oh, no. But that's I'm glad that he's...
Oh, the cycle of life.
Sounds good.
Right? It's never easy.
Yeah. So, again, we want to hear from more of our fans. You guys can still call in. We got a couple of more minutes, a couple of more phone calls. 424-253-0749. Again, that's 424-253-0749. Taking it to the chat really quick. Tracy said... Oh, no, wait. Abby slept with... Michelle points out that Abby has slept with all the Demerara men. So thank you for reminding us about that, Michelle, which is very
not
true.
Not Andre.
No.
Okay, that's true.
But most of them.
Yeah.
The younger ones.
Right.
I loved her with EJ.
Agree with... that's me. Michelle... I'm just trying to go through, because you guys... I love that in this...
Very
the
passionate.
Chat room is always, like, so good. You guys are always consistently talking and saying
yes,
something.
Me world. Ohio people are always the prettiest. I swear. It's like the land of supermodels. I mean, case in point, right here.
There you
right
go.
Here.
I'm nothing if not humble.
Let's see. That's
corn-fed and humble.
Corn-fed and humble, yes.
Well, y'all, that might be it. I guess everyone else gets nervous to call in. We had someone
we had so
that
many
was
people
calling in.
Like, you don't take calls anymore.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Okay.
Well, should we show the promo for next week?
Yeah, let's do that. And then we'll have a little chance to talk about it. So, here we go.
Incoming call.
Just when we thought. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My God, I was in the shower.
I knew. I was waiting for it. I was like, when's he going to call?
Where is he?
Shamar Moore came running into my shower saying, the streak is over. Mike Riley, you won your cash in this.
Shamar Moore.
Finally.
Sometimes,
what's going on, folks?
Sometimes, Mike Riley, I just would love to be in your world to really experience
it's a perfect
it.
World.
It sounds amazing.
Yes.
Hi,
yeah, it's
Mike
a
Riley.
Fun ride.
So, what's going on? What have you thought of this week of Days?
A lot.
A lot.
I have to say, I am not... John Del Rey in the chat room mentioned, and I agree with him, that I'm not really happy with how they are treating Abby's DID story and, uh-huh. and the rape.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they integrated her so quickly, and now it's sort of I have Gabby with Y's memories, so
again,
you know,
something
it's not
they
so much
show.
Of a rape. It's kind of
they didn't show
subconscious. I wanted
oh,
it.
Oh no, yeah,
yeah.
And it's like, no, you woke up and you found out some guy had sex with you while you know you weren't there. So I wish they would treat that with a little more severity, I guess.
I mean, she did come in and once she remembered, she did point it out to him and confront him and say, like, you raped me, and has, like, been very adamant about that. But now she has another little situation to think about.
Yeah, a little one.
That's not
going to
make the guilt go.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, it's not going to make the guilt go away.
Yeah. I mean, she still feels bad, I think, about what she's done as Laura and as Gabby with a Y, because she mentioned that this week in Kayla's office. So I think she's just trying to sort through that and how she feels very guilty about it.
Sure. I think Gabby, I love Gabby. First of all, I have to say, they've been giving Gabby some smart dresses lately. They're not dressing her like a music video girl anymore.
Video girl.
She looks so beautiful. Her face is so beautiful. She looks so
perfect.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
But she needs to calm down a little bit when it comes to Abigail. Abby had the ID, so she didn't, you know, knowingly commit the crimes that landed Gabby in jail. But Gabby set forth in motion the events that led to the death of Abby's father. So, like, cut Abby some slack. You killed her dad. You know? Like,
dang. I don't remember that.
Chill out.
Killed himself.
She put that psycho onto to kidnap Melanie, and he set the explosions in the tunnels. And
right.
So like chill out, girl.
History.
But that's it. Other than that, I'm loving every. I love Will's facial expressions. He's like like a 5-year-old kid playing adult. And he's so charming, and he's like sunshine on the screen. I love having him back.
Sorry to see
Paul go. Sorry to see Marcy go. Happy to have him. Manzi back.
Come November, it's going to be
it's going to be like a whole new
day. We're going to need a minute, yeah.
Well,
Mike, yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on.
There is. Well, Mike Riley, as always, it's a pleasure. I'm sure Mark hates that
Likewise. He
wasn't able to chit-chat with you. But thank you and congratulations. I'm glad the Susan Lucci streak is over.
Yes, you've made it. No, I laughed out loud when I read it.
I got my dress back from cleaners. I don't wear dresses, not my thing, but for this occasion I would. Anyway, have a good night.
All right, thanks,
Bye, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
And I think we have time for one more caller. Mm-hmm. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. You're on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Alex. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Wonderful. What did you think of this week of days?
I thought it was a really good week. I had, like, when Ariana was, I agreed with definitely with 3 snaps. I really was waiting for her to bring up that she didn't spill the juice, because I feel like that's a glaring plot hole. Like, just ask Ariana, and then clearly she didn't drop the juice.
Yeah.
So, wondering when that's going to come back around to Sunny and Will, because she totally can blow them out of the water on that.
Rat out their daddies.
And she was adamant about it, too. She was like, I didn't spill juice! Like, but she was almost like, what are you talking about? I didn't spill no juice. Who's lying on me? So I was with her. I was like, I would have been, if I was like 6 years old, I'd be like, yeah, girl, you tell them you didn't spill no juice. What else did you enjoy about this week? Go ahead.
One of the biggest things is like how people, like specifically Kate and Sunny, aren't telling the people around them about the secrets that are affecting them.
Right.
Like, I don't understand why Kate just doesn't tell Chad about Stefan. Like, because she's working with Chad, so why not just tell him about, you know, that Stefan found out?
Yeah.
Because, you know, all the power on Stefan. And similarly with Sunny, like, I thought not telling Paul was a dumb idea, but not telling Justin about, you know, I mean, Justin's a lawyer, and you know, his brother, like, there was really no reason not to tell him.
I really thought he was going to. And then when he did it, I'm like,
Doom. I think suddenly they think about all the
fear.
The fear and what could possibly happen. Like in Sonny's case, he didn't kill Leo, but now that he like tried to hide the body and all this kind of stuff, you're in more trouble than ever.
Right.
And it's like, now how do you backpedal out of that? Mm-hmm. And then with Kate, it's like, you actually did kill Vivian.
Yeah.
So like, you know, but I don't know. It's just
Fear of punishment, Yeah.
It's days. Everyone thinks about...
And there would be a severe lack of drama.
Yeah. It's like, how can I get out of this before I get into it, you know?
Right, yeah. Good points, though.
Oh. Okay.
You okay?
Wonderful.
You okay over
thank
there?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. It's always great to hear new voices.
Yes.
I know, right?
I called him before, like a year ago, but, like, it's been a while.
See? Okay. Well, now we're more familiar with you and happy that you are still supporting us. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome. Take care.
Right. Have a good night.
Bye. Yay.
Okay.
All right. I love talking to the fans.
I know. It's nice.
I'm so glad. And I'm so sorry for you guys who have tried to call in and weren't able to get in this go round, but it was very good to finally like talk to you some guys. But before we head out, let's check out what's going to happen
next week. What's going to happen
week.
Who's the daddy? I need to switch the paternity results.
Abigail's pregnant. I'm the father.
All hell is gonna break loose.
Oh. She looks so happy with herself.
With her martini.
She
I like that shot.
So
the martini
happy.
Shot. Literally the martini
Gabby.
Shot.
Gabby. Oh my goodness. First of all, shout out to whoever edits that.
It's so
like,
good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, ooh.
I could have done without the creepy spider at the end.
I'm I was fine. Not
tangled I'm, web.
No, look, I
did not need that. No,
with
it freaked
all
me out.
Of it.
No.
I can't wait. This is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, until next week, y'all. That has been AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. Before we officially head out, Michael Mattis.
Yes.
Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at MLMattis or Twitter at MLMattis1.
And you can find me on Twitter at Tammy Gouveia and on Insta and Facebook, Tammy Gouveia Official.
And you can find all of us on Insta and Facebook, Dish and Days, or on Twitter, _ Dish and Days, the ad is implied. Or if you want to find little old me, you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounger with Tony or my website, loungerwithtony.com.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and
thanks,
we
guys.
Will see you guys next week.
Bye. Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.